13 minutes. Okay, Joey Pals. It's time for all of the Joey Pals to get mentally healthy. Okay, that means we welcome Kathy Allison from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Yeah.
where am I from?
What's your official title?
I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I work with Desert Oasis Behavioral Health.
Okay, we had a lot of Joey Pals, and it's kind of all the same question, and you and I have talked about it, so you can put it in perspective. But people are feeling inundated between Afghanistan and COVID and the economy and the border. Too much bad information. It's like watching Wile E. Coyote get the anvil dropped on his head over and over and over and over again. What are we feeling? First of all,
I think people feel lost and adrift and scared and, oh no, not again. What? I mean, I was just starting to see the other side of it. What is going on? Why is it coming back? What? What do we do?
Is there a tremendous loss of control? I look at it as long as I can, and it's very repetitive, which is hard on me. It makes me a little depressed. But there's nothing I can do about it.
And that's the key right there. It's all about losing control. If people feel they don't have control, they're frightened and afraid. They feel adrift in an ocean and they don't know what's underneath. So as I was driving into work this morning, and I knew, last week we were thinking about this show, I was thinking about what is it like to be adrift nowadays in the political and medical changing world. And it is a lot like the way I felt as a child going on a family car trip. Do you remember those car trips, Joey?
Sure. I bet I'm so much older than you. There was a package shelf, is what you called it, in the back. And above the second seat was the shelf back there.
Yeah.
It was called a package shelf. And I used to crawl up there and go to sleep. Well, you couldn't do that now. That's against the law. But package shelf, wind wings. Do you remember wind wings that roll down in the front? They're just there now, but they're permanent. They're stationary. They don't roll down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember car trips.
And then those vacations, they were going off into the unknown. So it was a scary time. We were adrift. But what did our parents do? What did your parents do to help us feel safe? Well, first of all, they would have a map. Nowadays, we use GPS. But in those days, there was this map, so we would know where we were going. We would have a road map. We would have a plan when we're leaving, when we're coming back. They would do what they could to keep the family stable. If Joey needed special asthma medicine, they'd pack it. If Grandma needed a sweater because she was always cold that was our case. When the air conditioning was on, somebody always complained. Would pack it. Nowadays, if you have a child and they don't want to listen to your music on your radio, they'll put in their earpods. So it's
if they're not watching TV in the car.
No, now they can do so much in the car. So basically, those family trips, our parents did what they could to help us feel safe. We'd pack clothing, we would plan where we were going to go. But what would happen? Would it go as planned? Probably not.
Oh.
There was flat tires.
Yes.
The motel would be closed. Wally World, they get there, and it was closed, if I have any fellow vacation fans.
Right.
So what did our parents do? Well, and what do we do now? Right. So that's what I wanted to talk about. I feel like I'm on a trip and thrown in the back of the car, maybe up on that packing seat. Package shelf. And we have to still maintain. And the parents, God bless you. You are a model for your children, how you're handling stress. They're watching. Even if they're too young to speak, they're watching. They pick up if you're nervous, if you're angry. Right.
So you're bringing this all forward into today's climate.
Mm-hmm.
And the other problem is, tell me what you think of this, Kathy. Did I tell everybody this is Kathy Allison? I think I did. if I didn't, it is. We are inundated by this. It's everywhere. It's not just on three channels on the TV like when I was growing up. It's on our phones. It's on our radios. It's on our tablets. It's everywhere, over and over. I don't think it's good for me.
No, and think about, it's not good to always hear negative news. And what is the news? Always negative. We know that good stuff happens out there, and occasionally we'll have a reporter report it. But sensation sells. Yes. Shock value sells. Newspapers. Well, now it's not newspapers. It's media. Yes. And sensation sells. So you need to take care of your basic needs and support for yourself and your family. And women have especially, I don't know, a lot of pressure on us to do that role. Right. So
what is – wait, let me do it. Drum roll. Brrr. So, what's the good news?
The good news is we can get through this. We are a resilient, wonderful species created. Life has never been a complete smooth sail. We're a very adaptive species. And I'm thinking, because I'm a big sci-fi fan, so I like to think of it as, you know, as a species, as a growing creation of God. We adapt to changes.
So, that which does not kill us makes us stronger.
That's right. So to drop back into psychology from sci-fi, there was back in the 40s, Abraham Maslow. He was a psychologist who wrote the first paper on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And anybody out there that's taken psychology in college will understand that, or even high school now. He coined the term positive psychology in the 60s. Well, he created a pyramid, kind of like the food pyramid. You got to get the basics met at the bottom before you get to the top. Oh. And the basic at the bottom is your basic biological needs. So we can, food and shelter. So we need to take care of our food and shelter. That also includes self-care.
Good.
And if it makes you nervous to have the news on 24/7, turn it off.
You know what I play? The Eagles. Hell Freezes Over tour. How appropriate is that?
You made me think of the Take It Easy, whatever album that was on, exactly. Or was it called America? This is dating me, but I seem to remember that. So we can stop and drop and roll with change. That's what our species can do. So the first thing you need to do is take care of your own basic human needs, which, yes, food and shelter.
Okay.
The second one up on his little pyramid is security needs. Well, that means you need to plan where you're going, plan what we're doing. So we plan now to do the best we can. We shop in advance. We research where we're going. You check your facts. You don't just believe something because it's printed or somebody says it. We verify. Right?
Gotcha.
Use your security. And there is a, I call it the circle of control. Something is bothering me. Is it in the little small circle that I control with my two hands and two feet, or is it outside? And good examples of things outside me that upset me that I have no control over are these things we're talking about.
Yes.
Politics, weather,
yes.
Sickness. Yeah. And if we can't control them, if we spend any time or energy fussing about that, we don't have it for ourselves.
Yes.
So don't spend it off on something. Use it instead on something you do control. Your actions, your behaviors, your choices.
And the other thing is, when you don't do these things, and we go back to the negative side of the coin, but that's my job, it impacts everybody around us. You're not a good mother. You're not a good husband or wife. You're not a good business partner. You're not a good friend. And you're not good to yourself.
That's very true. That brings us actually to the very next level on that little
pyramid.
So good at this. I know. Yeah. You're a natural. Love and relationship needs was the next level up. And that's to pay attention to the people around you that you support. And as women, we support a lot of people. But what about support for ourselves and love for ourselves? We need to look for ways, if we don't know what to do, look for a mentor, look for a friend.
Google something.
Google something. Google something.
Help. I need help think about it. That's the advantage of the cyber world we live in. Yeah. Every answer is out there.
And I'm laughing because I Google because I'm asking positive affirmations, and that's what I type in, positive sayings, positive affirmations,
yes.
And Google gives me millions of them. And
see
there, that's a perfect example.
So number one was basic needs. Number two is take care of your security, make a plan. Number three, was that the circle of control?
No, that was part two. Oh. Love and relationship.
Was number three.
And guidance.
Okay. So is there a number four?
Yes, there is. The number four and five for him are self-esteem and self-actualization. But in this case, I'm thinking about are the spiritual aspects of our life. That is hope and support. That is, who am I? Who do I want to be? And that's when you each need to look into yourself and find out, who do you trust? Where is your spirituality? We're not born without it. We believe in something greater than ourselves. Nature, the wind. I, of course, believe in God because that's my upbringing. But everybody can get strength of support from prayer and from reaching out. And if you don't ask for help, you're not going to get it.
Thank you. And I believe, of course, my basis is Methodism. Is that Christianity? Yes. Methodist. We're very different. But I have always been taught and believed and studied that we are programmed. We need that connection to a higher being, to God, to the universe. We are really programmed and receptive to that. So I think when you don't exercise that need like you were talking about, it leaves a void.
I'm no neuroscientist, but in the neurology classes I've had, there is a part of the brain that literally grows with spiritual work, and it doesn't if you don't. So to me, let's build up what's powerful. So the last thing I wanted to talk about, and I got this through Google, through saying positive statements, was I was looking for ways to keep focused on the positive, and I found one from the Native American population, so I thought I would share that. The saying is that each person has inside them a spiritual guide of sorts, and one is a wolf, one is a dog. Mm-hmm. We all have that inside us. Which one grows is the one you feed. So be careful which one you feed.
And isn't the positive one the wolf?
Well, the wolf has positive qualities.
Oh, I see. Either one can be positive?
Yes.
Are there no cats?
I'm sure there's a giant panther or something in there.
Yes, Native Americans. I know about their connection to the wolf. But I love my kitty cat. And talk about things you learn. I'm less likely to have a heart attack or a stroke because I have a kitty cat.
Oh, yes, because pets, it shows. If you pet the animal, your blood pressure goes down.
Exactly.
In fact, I heard that there's a big, big bunch of animals that need to be adopted. So think about it, the desert. There are people.
Oh, it's kitty season. And puppies. It's very bad. We covered that in our animal segment. If somebody wants to continue the conversation with Kathy Allison, how do they do that?
They can reach me at Desert Oasis Behavioral Health, and that's 760-969-5277.
Thanks so much for stopping by. I always feel better just listening to you. I don't always claim it all right away. I have to look at it a couple times, listen to it again a couple times. And if that's you, Joey Pals, don't feel badly if you don't change your entire life in the next 30 minutes because you heard Kathy. She's been working on this a long time. Work on one aspect of it today.
Yeah, sounds good. And shared joy is twice the joy. So that's why we feel better when we talk like this, Joy.
And that's J-O-E-Y. No, Joy. J-O-Y. Okay, when we come back on the other side of our commercial break, someone from the Agua Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians. We're building up to Robert Firth and, oh my goodness, legal things. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.